Are you a Calvin and Hobbes fan? You know, the Bill Watterson comic strip that ran from 1985 until 1995? A lot of folks were and are big fans, and I'd count myself in their numbers. If you are a fan, you know Calvin always spent a lot of time around Christmas, struggling mightily, with either trying at the last minute to stay off Santa's naughty list, or trying to find ways around it that would allow him to get what he wanted from Santa for Christmas. One of the funny things about it is that some of the items on his list would have surely landed him back on the naughty list. There was one where his list included a rocket launcher. His comment to his buddy Hobbes was that one day with one of those babies would make up for a whole rotten year of having to be good. Hopefully you find it a little easier than that to make it onto the good list, and if a rocket launcher's on your list, that you have a productive, wholesome use planned for it. Anyway, my girls have been pushing Christmas lists at me for some time now, and with Christmas a scant few days away, I thought perhaps today we could consider Christmas wish lists. What's on your list this Christmas? Welcome to Bristol Bay Field Notes. I'm Terry Fuller, Education Specialist for Togiak National Wildlife Refuge. Many folks are probably still wishing or hoping for a white Christmas, though I doubt very much whether that really made anyone's actual Christmas list. Last week, I was all gloom and doom with how little snow we had, and adamant that more was needed to truly pull off a white Christmas. Well, in spite of a bit of snow this week, we're not out of the woods yet. There's a fair amount of rain in the forecast, so I still think we're going to have to catch a late break to awaken to a winter wonderland on Christmas Day. I don't know about you, but I do believe in miracles, so I'm not willing to write it off yet. But what about your actual Christmas list? Whether it's something you actually write out, or it's something you hint at to others, or maybe it's even just a list of things you keep in your head for your own reference. It may be that your list contains tangible items, or it could be that your list has on it more abstract items, such as the ever-popular world peace or an end to famine. Whatever's the case, Christmas, and New Year's to follow it, seems to be a time that brings a great deal of focus to such lists, and not just for kids, but people of all ages. So, what is on your list? I thought I'd share a few things that are on mine. Also, lest what I share give you the impression that I'm a somewhat callow, superficial sort, which may be your impression anyway, I will make the following disclaimer. What I share, I'll try to tie back to the outdoors in some way. This is Field Notes, as the distinguished fellows here at KDLG have noted from time to time. Also, some of the things at the top of my wish list tie strongly to my personal beliefs and the church I attend, so they fall under that whole separation of church and state thing, and me being a federal employee on the company dime and all. So bear those two things in mind as you listen. I guess the biggest thing I would wish for is even more outdoor opportunities for my wife and my kids. You know, I seem to want this for them every single year, so maybe this is something that kind of bridges a Christmas wish with a New Year's resolution. I spend time each year, on various episodes, exhorting folks to not only get outside, but to take kids with you, whether they're your own or you have to borrow someone else's. I'm not kidding about that, by the way. Been there, done that, we'll do it again. But in urging folks to get outside, know that it's something I try to do myself. I try to make sure there's always time with my wife and kids outside. They like being outside, just like I do, but it's easy to get complacent about being busy with life and not actually taking the time to get out there. I'm sure that's true with a lot of folks. So one thing on my wish list always is and will always be an abundance of really great opportunities to be outside with my wife and daughters. I wish for my oldest daughter to have an opportunity to harvest a big game animal in the coming year. It's something she's been rumbling about. Actually, both of my daughters have been rumbling about it. A related wish is to get both of them into a hunter education class in the coming year and to find more time at the range working towards being comfortable with guns large enough to take down big game animals. I purchased a .243 for my oldest. She's 14, and have considered a second gun and what caliber it will be, though I haven't reached any conclusions. In any event, I like to think we'll find opportunities to work on their gun knowledge and experience in the coming year and to find a chance for my oldest to be able to hunt with the intention of actually harvesting something. So, world peace, an end to famine, a number of undisclosed wishes, and family time, particularly outdoors. What else would make the list? From a job-related standpoint, I can think of three things that would make my list that would make me positively giddy. One would be great travel weather in January in order to visit with schools about the bird calendar. Weather can be kind of hit and miss during the winter months, and good trouble-free travel days would be a delight. A second job-related item would be for regional funding to return for the summer camps we conduct for area teens. That funding was cut this year, and it's looking iffy for it to return next year. If that pot of money were to somehow be put back into play, it would make a lot of refuges and kids from around Alaska very, very happy. The third job-related item on my list actually might be the one at the top of the list, a visitor center for Togiak Refuge. Many refuges around the nation have visitor centers. Togiak Refuge does not. There has been talk at times of us eventually having one. Alas, the current economic climate makes it unlikely that it's going to happen anytime real soon. But as the education specialist, it's still very much on my wish list. I think it would make for a simply tremendous education and outreach tool. All right, now I'll slide back into a more tangible list of items. This would represent the 10-year-old Terry's list, but altered to reflect age 47. It's amazing how your definition of toys changes with age and experience. For example, one of my wish list items actually came off the list just a bit earlier this month. That happened with the installation of a small Toyo stove in my shop to finally provide steady heat. Because I like guns, I always have a few shuffling through my thought processes that I think would be neat to have. Perhaps many of you already have one or more of these particular firearms. At this time, if I wrote out my list today, I'd probably have on it some form of a semi-auto pistol in 9mm, a lightweight stainless 44 revolver with a fairly short barrel, a Savage Model 99, a Winchester 1895, and a Marlin 1895 SBL. If some or all of those don't make any sense to you, it's no big deal. Even to those who understood what I just said, those choices might not make any sense because guns are a very personal, very subjective topic, kind of like art. Some folks might be scratching their heads wondering why on earth I would want any or all of those. To that, my response would be, these are guns that I find both functional and pretty to look at. I would be ecstatic to know that I could add even one in the coming year. I do not expect that Santa has bottomless pockets. I just want him to be aware of what's floating around on this part of the list at this time. There's a few other items probably kicking around on the list, most of them related to the outdoors in some way, shape, or form. I'd love to have a skiff with a nice jet on it someday, though that's probably out of Santa's reach this year as well. A friend of mine had one come into his possession a few days ago, and given the time of year, I would have thought a nice big red bow at the top would have been wholly appropriate. Some new hip waders, a new reel for that green Cabela's rod. Really, the list could be pretty long if I wanted it to be. Honestly, if that 10-year-old inside you never really goes away, a list of toys is always pretty easy to generate. I should state right now, for the record, that I am incredibly blessed. If I never had even one more thing added to what I've been given in this life, I have been blessed far in abundance of what I deserve. And believe me when I tell you, I'm very aware of that every single day. To everyone listening, Merry Christmas. I wish each and every one of you the very best. May you be blessed with an abundance of safety, happiness, and contentment this holiday season. For Field Notes, I'm Terry Fuller. Music from Loon Echo Lake provided courtesy of Solitudes at www.solitudes.com.